With the Martin Luther King holiday approaching, I've been thinking about Winfred Rembert, another African American from Georgia who had a day named after him. I had never heard of Winfred Rembert until I read his recent memoir called Chasing Me to My Grave, and you probably haven't either. But his life and his memoir are well worth knowing about. 11 years ago, the mayor of his hometown of 3,000, called Cuthbert in rural Georgia, declared Winfred Rembert Day and presented Rembert with a plaque honoring the fact that he had become a distinguished artist. The plaque said that Rembert refuses to allow the chains of hatred for injustice to hold him a prisoner of the past. I'm actually not sure what that means, and neither was Rembert himself. But his wife, Patty, told him that she knew. The mayor knows they were wrong for what they did to you, she told him. Giving you a day was his way to keep you from asking them to give an account of the wrong they done. It's a way to hide it. The wrongs done to Winfred Rembert started when he was born as a black child in the South after World War II. Instead of being given an education, he was put to work at age 5, picking cotton for a local plantation owner. As a teenager in the 1960s, he met some courageous black civil rights organizers who were mobilizing other black residents to demand the right to vote, something few of them did because trying to vote could result in losing your job or your living quarters or even your life. Rembert went to a voter rights demonstration that was attacked by sheriff's deputies with dogs, the fire department with high-powered water hoses, and eventually a white mob with shotguns and billy clubs. Rembert fled to escape the violence but was caught by police and held in jail for more than a year without bail and without charges even being filed. Eventually, he escaped. And this time, when he was caught by sheriff's deputies, they lynched him, hung him from a tree, and mutilated him with a knife. He would have died right there, but at the last minute, one of the deputy's bosses said they had done enough and that they should take Rembert down from the tree and back to the jail. After he was paraded through town in chains, he was sentenced to 7 years in state prison, where he spent much of his time working on a chain gang operated for profit by a prison administrator. In prison, Rembert learned how to make paintings on leather. And after he got out, he got married, moved north, and eventually gained well-deserved recognition as a talented artist. His memoir includes more than 75 of his visually stunning paintings that show scenes from his life. He depicts the brutality he faced from white supremacists, but also the liveliness of the black community he grew up in, and the love he felt for his wife and for his great aunt who raised him. His art has been featured in galleries and purchased by private collectors all over the country. In his memoir, he writes, "I had always thought negative about my artwork. Why would anyone want a picture of me riding on my mama's cotton sack? Why would anyone want a picture of me shooting pool in the pool room? So when people bought the pictures and hung them in their homes, it was out of the realm of anything I thought would ever happen." Winfred Rembert died 2 years ago, shortly before the official publication date of his memoir, Chasing Me to My Grave. He knew that by organizing, black people and their allies had won some progress in Georgia and in the country in general since he was a kid in Cuthbert. But Rembert's heartfelt story and powerful artwork serve as a reminder that battles for racial and economic justice, and even for the right to vote, continue to this day.